This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for a few more minutes yet before we disappear for the afternoon. We're asking you the question, how satisfied are you with online services during the MCO? Do let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've got a couple of responses left on WhatsApp, one over on Instagram. Chris, give us your Instagram one first.
So Instagram, this is from Natashinka, who just says grateful, which I think is something we all need to remember to be right now.
Indeed. WhatsApp, I have Steve Chong, who says, I agree with one of the listeners that online food delivery is super duper expensive. It is. Sadly, that's the situation that we are in right now. Something that is not super duper expensive, though, right now, and is in fact free, is how you can be a Yale graduate for free. So learning something new during the MCO seems to be a bit of a hashtag trend. So why not graduate from Yale University, ranked eighth in the world university rankings, as recently they've made their most popular course ever available for free. Plus, it could also potentially help you to improve your everyday happiness.
Yeah, you know, if you're looking to learn, you know, something casual but very, very useful during this extended MCO, you might want to check out Yale's popular happiness course that's being given out for free, like you mentioned. It's actually Yale's most popular course ever. Then they adapted the class for the online platform Coursera. The Science of Well-being is now available to anyone who wants to take it for free. Over 500,000 people have enrolled so far. The course provides an overview of happiness research and then guide students through practical changes that they can make to improve their own everyday happiness.
Right. So the creator of the course said that a lot of students come to the course with misconceptions about what will make them happy. Speaking to the Huffington Post, they said the research shows that a lot of these intuitions are just dead wrong. And the idea is that the course will coach students to take small steps towards happiness, all based on science.
Science. I love science.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they offer some practical advice. She says research proves that taking the following actions will increase your happiness. Number one, strike up a conversation with a stranger. Connecting with the people around you has been proven to boost happiness. A little bit difficult right now.
Yeah.
However,
a bit limited.
We'll get to that in a minute. And that doesn't mean tapping the like button on Instagram. A real face-to-face connection, even if it's brief, is the way to go. Chit-chat with a stranger. Whether it's waiting in the line at the grocery store, right now you'd probably have to shout at them, you know, trying to scare them off, or having a genuine interaction with the cashier.
Yeah, so just keep this in mind until the MCO maybe lifts and things are better. Then you can go around talking to strangers. Don't do it now. It's not the right time. But number two is meditate. Have a hard time focusing because you can't stop the chat in your head. Santos recommends meditation, which will help you calm those thoughts and stay present. And number three, reduce decision fatigue with fewer choices. Making fewer choices equals more happiness. Most people believe that having a lot of options will make them happier. According to Santos, science says the opposite. It's mentally exhausting to have to choose from too many options. She even recommends introducing limitations on your decision making to alleviate the burden of choosing.
Yeah. Number four is do an activity for the pure joy of doing it. So setting goals is admirable, but not if you don't actually want to achieve those goals, like me, and exercise. In fact, goal setting could make you enjoy an activity less, especially if you already liked doing it just because. So, you know, try doing something or taking up a hobby without a goal in mind. My gosh, fancy that.
Wow.
Number five,
just for fun?
Just for fun.
Wow.
Doing something just for fun.
Wow.
Number five is phone a friend, which I actually know for a fact is very, very helpful in these times. If you have a few free minutes, call a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Don't text them, call them. It is an easy, science-backed way to boost your mood, and you'll feel more connected even if you're far away.
Number six, jot down what you're grateful for. Keep a daily happiness journal in which you write down three things you're grateful for. Research has shown that you're likely to see the positive effects in as little as 2 weeks. Finally, this shouldn't be hard for most people right now. Get enough sleep. Skimping on sleep affects your mental and your physical health. So try to get the sleep at the same hour every night and keep screens out of your bedroom.
Do you think people are sleeping on time more, or do you think they're sleeping late?
Not.
Because there's no work the next day.
Of course not. People are staying up until 3. I saw people at 3, 4, 5 a.m. in the morning still online. And the reason I saw that, because I was
because you were online. Yeah.
You know? So. And in my head, I'm like, I'm being stupid. I should be going to sleep right now.
Mm-hmm.
But no. It doesn't happen, does it?
Yeah. This whole like WFH thing.
I've always had a pretty decent sleep schedule, so I'm just going to sit here being very smug.
All right,
in bed by 10, you guys.
So we are asking that question, of course, of how satisfied are you with online services during the MCO? I've got one final response here on WhatsApp from Kevin Lau, and this is something to end on a smile. I can still get my online chocolates even faster and at no delivery costs right now. Something positive from the MCO. Thanks very much for Kevin. I don't know. Kevin, can you let us know?
Yeah.
And we'll keep that off air and we'll keep it as our little secret. Yeah? Let's do that. Folks, thank you very much for tuning in throughout today. We've been sat here since 10 o'clock. It's been nice to get your messages and your tweets and everything. Do remember that we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. We'll be in the studio here at 10 a.m. all the way through until 1 o'clock if you'd like to get in touch, of course. Don't forget, though, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill Replay. Private equity firm TE Asia Healthcare Partners owns CVS KL at the cardiovascular hospital located in KL Central, HSC Medical Center, and soon centers in Penang. As battling COVID-19 becomes a priority of the public hospitals, how would a private hospital respond? They sat down with the CEO, Eng Aik Meng, to discuss this, as well as his investment strategy, focusing on specialist hospitals with the ambition of becoming the Mayo Clinic of the East. Mm-hmm. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back tomorrow here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.